Oh, wow, man. Welcome to the Medicine Show. It seems the man probably cut us off. We were off the air for a few minutes. It's probably because of all my postings online. The CIA's out to get me, man.
We showed that man.
Well, you see, I was posting that we have to remember Leonard Peltier, and he's still in prison. So, actually, bring this music down just a tiny bit here. I want to be a little bit more bold. So, on the Medicine Show tonight, we're going to do a proper introduction. So I just had to let you guys know what was happening there. We just had to reboot and everything. Well, we seem to be having some technical glitches there. That's okay. We're back here. I see. You had better start that one back up. There you go. Bring it back in. We're being plagued. Can you hear me? Ah, yes. I think there's a ghost in the machine again, man. Far out. That's okay. Welcome to the Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter and hopefully some insight. I'm Jason Lawrence, and tonight's guests are Earl Mayuga, Josiah Taschuk with Lonnie Eagleton, and Ismael Bergeron on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We'd like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Tonight, as we call it a prescription, which I've got some nerve giving anybody a prescription, I'd like to remind everybody to do what you can to free Leonard Peltier. To help, you can go to www.whoisleonardpeltier.info. So, on or you can Google his name for more info. Please be discerning about who you give your money to help. Check to see if this information is correct. Do it yourself. You're listening to Shaggy with Hope, and next we'll be listening to a description of Leonard's situation. It's already been a couple of years since this was recorded, just a couple of years, but more than 40 years in prison, this information is still a good basic idea of his struggle. So this is Leonard Peltier's explanation of, well, it's not his, it's somebody talking about it. Go ahead and we'll listen to this, and we'll be right back with Earl Mayuga, Josiah Taschuk, with Lonnie Eagleton and Ismael Bergeron on The Medicine Show.
American Indian activist Leonard Peltier has served 36 years in federal prison for the killing of two FBI agents during a shootout on the Pine Ridge Reservation in the 1970s. The evidence presented by the prosecution has since been debunked and proven fabricated. The prosecuting attorneys now admit that they could not prove that Peltier actually committed the crime. Over the years, Amnesty International has deemed him a political prisoner, and his release has been demanded by millions across the globe, including Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, the Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and the Dalai Lama. Despite proof that he was convicted on a basis of suppressed evidence, judiciary misconduct, and coarse testimonies, Leonard Peltier continues to be warehoused.
So, that was a brief description, and it did say 36, but it's now been 40 years, so... Welcome back to the Medicine Show. We're trying to broadcast healing energy with live music and laughter with some severe complications. But that's okay. We're back on air now. Blessings. Joining us tonight is our crew, our new cast members, house DJs Christopher Hindman and Ali Ghazani. How you guys doing?
How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Was I being broadcasted again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
well, I know that you just had Car Free Day. How was that?
It was very wet.
It was wet? It rained it was on your parade?
No, it rained. It rained a lot. That was the wettest Car Free Day ever. But there was lots of people out, standing out in their umbrellas, listening to music. And we had some really good, good music happening. I did.
Ali, did you play?
No, fortunately, I was at home. And
well, you're a family man, right?
Yes.
You got kids?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Well,
hey, I'm a family man too. What are you saying?
No, I was just, you know, maybe that's what kept him home. Some people with family can get away. Some people can't, depending on who's available.
I just dragged mine along.
Hey, that's great. Like they were here on the show and your daughter sang on the show. That was beautiful.
Yeah, she did.
Okay, so you've got a song to cue up there in a few minutes. We're going to take that one in on the top of the script, I guess, over there. But so we're singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Earl Mayuga plays the piano, soprano, saxophone, and guitar, but considers voice to be his main instrument. Earl has taken classical vocal training from mezzo-soprano Grace Chan, as well as pop training by Jan Cooper. And is it Jan or Jan? You got to give him some volume there. Here, bring him in too so we can. Our surprise guest host, Earl Mayuga. So it's Jan or Jan?
It's Jan.
Okay. I don't want to be disrespectful. That guy's got a lot of energy.
Yeah.
I loved watching him conduct your performance the other day. So, and he's also, Earl has done more training from Leanne Koch, of Blue Egg.
Yep.
Okay, Earl has performed at various events such as the White Rock Sea Festival, Chan Center for the Performing Arts, Guilt and Company, and Vinyl Records, et cetera, including a church performance that I watched the other day. Very blessed to have seen that.
Thank you.
Those girls were amazing, not to mention your voice. So he also plays keyboardist for the Istanbul Band. Is that true?
Istanbul, the band, yeah. It's a coworker of mine asked me to play keyboards for them for a concert they held at Edgewater Casino.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And, played with them for a little bit, and I'm kind of doing my own thing now.
Okay. So how about if we start with a song, and you want to tell us what this song is and what it's about?
It's called Curtain Call, and it's about sort of my own struggles about songwriting and music in general, feeling that I plug away at it and sometimes get nowhere, but in the end, I'm here.
Here he is, Earl Mayuga with Curtain Call.
All I ever wanted was to sing a song, to be center stage is where I belong. I'll be giving my all until my final curtain call. I don't know when it began. Wasn't that all what I'd planned? To be drawn into orbit of a song and a scene. To be floating on the waters of a melody stream. To be flying so high on the words of a dream. Follow the path through the years. Put in the time and the tears. Oh, I've had my successes. No, I haven't gone far. I've crashed and I've burned and I've learned from the scars. But I know that I'll always be true to my heart. All I ever wanted was to sing a song. To be center stage is where I belong. I'll be giving my all until my final curtain call. The journey is harder, it seems. Full of frustration and silent screams. I am broken and bent, but I never will fall. I'll play my guitar and I'll answer the call. I'll step up to the mic and I will stand tall. All I ever wanted was to sing a song, to be center stage is where I belong. I'll be giving my all until my final curtain call. And I know that although there's still miles to go, and all I've done feels like a waste, sometimes when everything's falling apart, it's falling into place. All I ever wanted was to sing a song, to be center stage is where I belong. When the light's in my eyes, oh, my soul comes alive. Mic in my hand, I'll bear my heart. Tear down the walls when the music starts. I'll be giving my all until my final curtain call. All I ever wanted was to sing a song, to be center stage is where I belong. I'll be giving my all until my final curtain call. I will give you my all until my final curtain call.
Thank you very much.
Hello. Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Earl Mayuga, on The Medicine Show. You know, we're going to actually have to take a break and give you some special messages, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show in just a moment. Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. We'll be right back.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because, of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries. At Dunkin'
Donuts, each and every radio show is brewed fresh and...
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
And we're back on The Medicine Show. And we have in the studio tonight with us next is Josiah Taschuk, Lonnie Eagleton, and Ismael Bergeron. So Josiah Taschuk has been a friend, a regular guest host on the show, and a great resource for talent for this show. He has worked with Thomas Beckman on the song called Earth, which was written to bring awareness to the climate change for Earth Day this year. He played his original music at the Roxy Cabaret and is releasing his first single this year, and then his commercial release is next year. He's developing musician, entrepreneur who has brought together so many local musicians who have not met, who may have not met if he wasn't so generous with encouraging everyone to share resources, which I just love. Great spirit. One of the highlights of his career has been working with award-winning musicians, artists, producers, including some from Sony and Universal, as well as some indie artists. One of the best musicians in his is his accompanying guitarist for tonight, Mr. Lonnie Eagleton. Hi, Lonnie.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing great. Local session guitarist Lonnie Eagleton has worked with platinum-selling Sean Hook, Jimmy Rankin, Kate Morgan. He has performed with Juno Awards on the Juno Awards Warped Tour? Or he's performed on the Juno Awards. The Warped Tour is something different, right?
Yeah, Warped Tour is something else. The Warped Tour is a summer tour. It's basically like a touring festival that happens in the summer around the United States.
All right.
And the Juno Awards are the Juno Awards.
What's the Juno Awards?
Never heard of them, no.
Canadian Grammys.
Gotta love it. Canada does have its own thing. iHeart Radio Festivals, Wango Tango, the Much Music Video Awards, and appeared in multiple music videos, receiving rotation on Much Music as well as CMT. He has opened for renowned acts such as Kanan. How do you say that?
It's Kanan.
Kanan.
Yeah, so he's a rapper. He wrote the theme song for the World Cup years ago. It's called Waving Flag. So that was kind of his big thing.
I remember that song. But yeah. See, it goes to show that I'm just not so hip on the rappers.
That's okay. I didn't know who he was either, so don't feel bad.
Kanan,
that's it. Yeah.
Dragonette, Trooper, The Sheepdogs, Tegan and Sarah, Kevin Costner, Ziggy Marley, Ex-Ambassadors, and many more. He's written and recorded with guitar parts. Written and recorded guitar parts for Kate Morgan's Extraordinary, which was featured on a TV commercial for Hockey Wives. As a multi-instrumentalist, Lonnie is proficient at background vocals as well as with the harmonica, and a writer. He has his work published in Canadian Music Magazine. He also holds a bachelor's degree in jazz guitar from Capilano University. And so if you'll do me the favor, where are you, Josiah? Bring these over here for you. Back over here for Josiah.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
gonna do Ismael's intro. So Ismael is here in the studio. Bergeron.
Ismael
Bergeron. So tell us about Ismael a little bit, so he doesn't have to talk about himself feeling self-conscious.
Well, I'll let Ismael tell him a little bit about himself. But I met him through mutual friends Dan Ponick.
I know Dan.
Yeah,
I know a couple Dans.
Dan's great. I met him at school through Thomas Beckman, actually, through Sam, who teaches at the school that Dan was going to. Ismael was a student there as well, and we did some work together on a few different tracks, which was a really good experience. He's a killer engineer and a fantastic producer.
I hope you're not a killer as an engineer. By day, he's an engineer. By night, he's a killer.
Jack the Ripper.
A lady killer.
Yeah.
Suave. Rico Suave at night. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all good. Yeah, he's been really good to work with, and a fantastic writer as well. Hope that we get to collaborate a little bit in the future. And maybe Ismael could tell us a bit about some of the projects he's worked on. I
think tell us about great. Yourself. What's your favorite color? What sign are
green.
You?
Favorite color is green. No, I'm not going to talk too much.
Okay.
I'm so happy to be here, and I'm here to have a good time with them. I've worked with Josiah before and Lonnie. For my own projects, own songs, building right now, but really just here to have fun tonight.
Excellent. So as I said, we do have Christopher Heineman and Ali Ghazani here, and they are actually planning on standing in for me for the summertime. So we're doing a bit of a sort of a fade over process with us all together in the studio. So I'm going to be talking a little bit as, you know, technical stuff as we go. I hope no one minds out there. Love the patience that you've all showed us if you're still listening after that breakdown in sound. So, let's go right. Oh, yeah, no, you should have been playing that the whole time. Go ahead and play it while I do the intro.
Okay.
I'm going to do some more intro talking. Here, guess what this is?
I don't know. I've never heard this.
I don't think I've ever heard this on the radio ever.
You want my courage?
Well, guess what? So, one of our guests tonight in the studio with us right now, named Lonnie Eagleton, has been playing with this dude. What's his name again?
This is Sean Hook.
Sean.
He is a singer-songwriter from Nelson, BC originally. Then he lived in Vancouver for a while. Now he currently resides in LA. But yeah, I've been his guitarist for the last year. And that's who I played Kimmel with and the Junos and the MMVAs. And yeah, since I started playing with him, it's been great. I mean, doing all these super cool shows, and I've just been having the time of my life.
Beautiful. So, well, yeah. Actually, you know, before we even start a song, I wanted to ask you, you played with him on the Much Music Video Awards with that model. Oh, God, she's beautiful.
Actress. So, yeah, this was just...
Model, actress, singer.
This was... She could be a model. Like, I mean, she's pretty hot. But
I read her profile earlier tonight. She has modeled.
So, yeah, her name is Haley Steinfeld. And
what was the experience like? How did it make you feel? Like,
well, it was great. This just happened last Sunday. It was in Toronto. Right outside the Much Music building, they have the Much Music Video Awards every year. And so I was fortunate enough to play with Sean Hook and his band. And Sean was also playing with Haley Steinfeld. And so we did a medley of this song, Sound of Your Heart, into Haley's song. So...
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was great.
And actually, let's get rid of him and focus on Lonnie, because they're going to go into a song in a second. But yeah, so must have been quite an experience.
Oh yeah, it was great. I mean, it was on national TV, so multiple millions of viewers. I don't know the exact number, but yeah, pretty big crowd if it's on national TV.
Absolutely. So what song are you going to do for us?
So we're going to perform one of the songs that I recently recorded just for kicks, just kind of to throw it out there for social media.
You like kicking people?
Just only when they're down, you know?
Right, Nicky.
I'm just kidding. No, I would never kick somebody who's down.
He's one of my favorite good souls. So
only when they're standing
up. I don't
up.
Think he would.
Yeah.
It's right when they're on their high horse. Kick them off their high horse.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's go ahead. Why don't we hear it, and then we'll get back to everything else.
Yeah, so this is called Push and Shove. Good to go?
Oh, okay. I thought you was kick them when they're down.
Oh, yeah. Push them, shove them, then kick them when they're down.
I'm going to get this nice and close right there. What? Oh, yeah, not really. Are you going to be singing too?
Nope, just guitar.
But we got some extra instruments.
It's okay. We don't want that too help. We don't want that too in there. Let's just be like back.
Cool.
Especially that's really bassy. That's okay. Cool. Thanks for your patience. Love you all. Okay, we're just doing a switch up with the headphones, and here is Josiah Taschuk with Lonnie Eagleton and Ismail Bergeron on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music.
More trouble than I'm worth. Had to go there cause you know it works. Scream out that I'm trying. Stingy heating out, cheek is burning red. Break the glass I'm holding. Thinking about what you said. Why do we say love? Fight each other when it kinda push. Shove. Push and shove. Ashes in my mouth, every breath we waste. Really need out, gotta find a space. Been this way for weeks, high on fumes. Wanna get clean. Every time we meet, leave me feeling cold. Lying in a room where the darkness grows. Why do we say love? Fight each other when it kinda push. Shove. Push and shove. Have you walked a mile in my shoes? Read the headlines or heard the news? It isn't easy being different or abuse. Yeah, not to make excuses, but explain what I use. trouble than I'm worth. Had to go there cause you know it works. Eyes are sick of hearing you need more. I'm an addict locked up in a drugstore. Don't care if you don't like it. It satisfies my needs. Why do we say love? Fight each other when I kinda push. Shove. Push and shove. Why do we say love? Fight each other when I kinda push and shove.
All right. The Medicine Show with Lonnie Eagleton and Ismael Bergeron. Okay, so can I have those headphones? This is a bit of a gong show tonight, but that's okay. We have got a couple of messages, and we'll be right back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground, Thursdays noon to 1.
Back on the Medicine Show. And we, I just wanted to ask Josiah, you know, it's been a while. You used to be a regular on this show and you used to even kind of co-host or even, you know, play a lot on here. What's been going on with you lately? You bring your...
Always fumbling for mics. I've been doing a lot of practicing and writing, taking lessons with Lonnie, actually. And Dan, like I mentioned earlier, we're doing a little bit of recording. Planning on doing another social media release pretty soon with a proper music video. Not planning on sending it to radio, but early next year we've got a song called Parachute. We'll play it for you guys later. It's going to be fully produced. Everything from...
I saw you guys jamming on that on Facebook.
Yeah.
On Lonnie's page there.
Working out all the parts to get everything to come together. You know, the longer that you put into something, the bigger the payoff, right? So... We're really investing in quality, and after that, send it to commercial radio and see how it does, if it picks up at all.
Is somebody's phone buzzing? Or that was a message coming here? That's okay. Speaking of which, I don't know that I turned my ringer off. I hate that when you forget it and you're live on air. I'm sure that peeves off everybody everywhere, right? So we're going to go back to Earl.
Cool.
Give me you can use mine. And then so Earl's going to do a song. What song is this one that you're going to go into, Earl?
It's from a Broadway show called... I was in New York about a month ago and I saw a show called Waitress. And one of the songs in it is called She Used to Be Mine. The show was actually written by a little-known artist named Sarah Bareilles. So.
Okay, and so that's what you're going to be performing?
Yep.
Okay, so... get ready, cue it up, and take it away when you're ready. hopefully, and crank up your volume for the backgrounds there. Better.
It's not easy to say than most days. I don't recognize me in these shoes and this apron. This place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be. Although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken, but won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. You're not what I asked for. Sometimes a lie just slips in through a back door and carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I've got you. You're not what I wanted. If I'm honest, I know I wouldn't give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two. For the girl that I knew who'd be reckless just enough, who'd get hurt, but who learns how to toughen up when she's bruised and gets used by a man who can't love. And then she'll get stuck and be scared for the life that's inside her, growing stronger each day till it finally reminds her to fight just a little to bring back the fire in her eyes. That's been gone, but it used to be mine. Oh, oh, it used to be mine. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine.
Romeo, well, you go on the medicine show.
Okay.
Well, that's amazing. That's why I like to call him a role is all that matters. I like to embarrass people a little bit. Don't feel too shy. That was definitely worth it. So how are we doing for timing? Do we need to run to something or anything? Or
got 10 minutes.
We got, oh, good. We're doing well. We're doing well. So Ismael. Let's give him a microphone. We're gonna ask Ismael a question here.
All right.
Okay.
Hello, hello.
This is really exciting. Never mind the Junos. Never mind that beautiful voice we just heard. Lonnie, just went to the Highland Games.
Yeah.
Was that, you did go, right?
Yes, yes, I did.
Give him a little bit of volume. I can't hear him. Is he doing well in the levels?
Yeah.
Great stuff. Hey, I got to know about this. I've always wanted to go to the Highland Games.
Yeah, yeah. It was my first time.
Yes?
Yes.
How was it?
It was great. Yeah, I mean, a little different for me. I mean, but
different
it reminded
for everybody. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, it reminded me of Alberta a little bit, like the military part of it, the Scottish like touch to it. Everyone wearing a kilt, but everyone's dancing, even
Did
though
you
it's
solve
pouring.
The great mystery of the kilt.
Yeah,
sorry.
It was pouring rain, and people were still dancing, so it was. Good event overall.
And you saw sword fighting, as I saw
on
the internet.
You liked
amazing.
That video.
It's a crazy video. I loved it.
Slow-mo. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And did you see what they call the caber toss? It's where these big, huge men throw logs around.
Oh, yeah. I saw that happening. Yeah.
Was that crazy or what?
Yeah. Big guys. Yeah, definitely.
It would have to be big to toss a log, which they call a caber. The caber toss, air pop, thing thereby.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Well, I thought I had to ask about this, but we want to go right into another song from Josiah Taschuk. And what is the song about Josiah? What is the song called, Josiah?
So the next song is called Parachute, and this is the one that will eventually be going to commercial release once it's been recorded.
And you also have you can go to Lonnie Eagleton's Facebook and see... a little practice of a piece of this song, and also where do you get more of Josiah Taschuk, Lonnie Eagleton, and Ismail Bergeron? Where do you guys got internet presence, obviously, so say a quick thing while you're setting up here.
Yeah, so I use Facebook and Instagram for the most part under Josiah Taschuk.
It's very easy to spell if you just go by the phonetics of it. Taschuk, right?
UK. Yeah, just UK.
Okay, what did I say?
UK. So yeah, it's
J O S. I don't want to sound like something else.
I A H and the last name Taschuk. Taschuk.
So you're easy to Google enough.
Easy to find, yeah.
And Lonnie Eagleton has got his own .com as well. To you.
Yeah, that's right. LonnieEagleton.com is my website. That's
tell them it's not easy to spell Lonnie because it's not I E.
It's with a Y, so it's L O double N Y.
Okay, and Eagleton is just like it sounds.
Eagle T O N.
And then he's got all sorts of links on the website, how to get to Twitter and Facebook and all that, right?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Ismail, besides Facebook, are you out there? Are you Googleable?
I am not quite out there yet, no.
That's
no,
all right. Yeah. You're holding down the beat. That was really very helpful for this performance.
Yeah, these guys are a lot of fun to jam with.
I'm really downplaying the Jimmy Kimmel appearance there the other day. So, you know, the caper toss is the greatest thing in the world.
It is pretty amazing.
I'll say. So let's get all the video cameras we can possibly get going rolling, and hopefully we'll have some of this video up on the web. Go and you use that microphone. Pull it. Are you going to sing as well?
Yeah, get that close to your guitar.
Yeah, we got to get some guitar in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. All right, and this is Parachute.
Josiah Taschuk,
let it rip. Hey, this isn't easy. Standing at the edge of eternity, ready to make a leap of faith. Am I really worthy, baby? Well, breathing, I'll always catch you, yeah. Known since the second I met you. Falling so fast, what a rush, God, I hope it's true. Baby, are you ready? You sure that you can catch me? I want you to be my parachute. Hold on, don't pull the cord. Me and you, just embrace the fall. Parachute. falling from the sky. Parachute, freely take a chest. Look, can you see the ground rushing up now? I'm waiting for impacts. Well, boom, pow, heart is beating fast. Pop the question, yeah, I wanna see you react. Come here, I wanna run away. Go, let's jump, what a beautiful day. Sunlight, pretty blue skies, white clouds outline your eyes. Baby, are you ready? You sure that you can catch me? I'm terrified of you. Parachute. Hold on, don't pull the cord. Me and you, just embrace the fall. Paradise falling from the sky.
All right. Now, was that a song? Was that a proposal?
An Ismael.
It is a proposal song, yeah.
Cool.
I think skydiving, you know, like falling in love. It's kind of a.
Is it?
Neat. Yeah. It's very neat. I like that.
So, Ali was mentioning that your name is Persian. Are you Persian? Ismael, we're pointing at.
Yes, it is. I am not, though. I am French-Canadian.
Do you see?
Yes.
And I am speaking with a Spanish accent.
Yeah. It's the Persian name, too.
Ah, yes. I wanted to ask Lonnie a question here. So,
all right.
Generally, I ask people... I like to ask people what was the best backstage food. And so for you, what was it that comes to mind? What was the best food? Or what was, first of all, what was the food like at the MMVAs?
Oh, it was pretty good. There's actually hundreds of Subway sandwiches back there.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm literally talking hundreds, and that's all they had. They actually had Subway cookies, too.
So there was no, like, caviar and a chocolate
fountain?
It was
all Subway, and it was funny, because I was, like, one of the last ones in the green room after the rehearsal, like, the dress rehearsal. And
maybe
then,
the chocolate fountain got eaten and taken away because you were the last one. Maybe.
So anyways, they were, like, this. One of the girls there was, like, hey, we're throwing out these sandwiches. Do you want any? And I was, like, yeah, sure, I'll take some back to my room. I got the day off tomorrow. Then I went off to buy food, so... The next day, I lived off of Subway sandwiches, but I didn't have to spend any money, so it was good.
Okay, so that covers the MMVAs. What comes to mind is the best food experience you've had because of being on the road and all these, you know, really high echelon people. Have you ever run into any really good caterings backstage?
There's been a lot of good stuff, but something that really comes to mind is these things called Vega bars. I don't know if you've heard of them.
I have.
So, yeah, Sean actually turned me on to them.
My mother told me about those.
Yeah, Sean Hook, the artist I play for, he's really into, like, health-conscious food.
Being from Nelson.
Yeah, being from Nelson. So he put those on the rider, and I usually try to take one or two because they're awesome. And they're really expensive, too. I think it's, like, $5 a bar or something like that.
They're really
good.
But,
yeah, it's all super healthy, and check them out.
Okay, so... What was Jimmy? Okay, that's...
In case you didn't catch that was Vega Protein Bars.
Vega Protein Bars.
Go buy them at your local health food store.
.com.
Really healthy. Except for read the ingredients list in case I'm wrong.
Wait, we're not allowed... Anyways.
Are we allowed to advertise? Name dropping here. Yeah. That was a casual conversation.
Vega.
Should we be getting paid per time we say Vega? Well, okay, so down to the meat. How was Jimmy Kimmel? What was it like?
It was awesome. It was just like a complete dream come true. I mean, like growing up and, you know, aspiring to be a session guitarist, you dream about playing on these late night talk shows, playing on national TV. So for it to finally happen was just like out of this world. And I still can't even believe it happened.
And how was the green room food?
It was okay there. There was a Subway sandwich. There was a fruit platter. There was tons of vitamin water for some reason. Some regular water too.
That's so LA.
Some Red Bulls.
Was it filmed in LA?
Yeah, So the Jimmy Kimmel Studio is right on Hollywood Boulevard in West Hollywood, and it's just a really cool area to be in.
Yes.
So yeah, it was a great experience.
So if anybody has like linking thing to thing, one of my favorite videos to watch that was trending a while ago was Jimmy Kimmel and his girlfriend Sarah Silverman.
Is that his girlfriend? I didn't know that.
Well, it was his ex anyway, and they had this thing like, I'm what is it? I'm fucking Matt Damon, and then the answer to with that was from Jimmy Kimmel, and he was fucking Ben Affleck, and they had these videos for it, and it's really really funny. You got to see these. Just sort of Google I'm fucking Ben Affleck or I'm fucking Matt Damon. It's very funny, and they do this. they wrote songs to each other like, I had enough of you. I was in a relationship with you. Anyway, I know it's quite crude and graphic, and I probably shouldn't swear on the air, but this is late night, so having too much fun. Earl, I want to hear a postcard pretty soon. Is that possible?
We can do that.
Oh, do we need to go to a commercial first?
Just the station now.
Okay, well, we are broadcasting the Medicine Show on Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So we're going to be setting up for... We should have been doing this while we were talking. That's okay. Tell us more about Jimmy Kimmel. Just kidding. Josiah, where... Josiah.
Hey.
I know that you have been working hard on this new single... What is it, or is it a single? Or are you going to be doing a whole bunch of songs at once, or what is coming out?
Yeah, I think with the music market today, it's more realistic to expect a slow, steady growth than it is to see a viral explosion. And yeah, a viral explosion can come, but kind of to get your feet off the ground, releasing steady, quality content is more important than putting as much out there as possible.
So practical.
But yeah, so it'll just be a single, and then we'll follow that up with another one, and we'll just keep the ball rolling, keep things growing.
Are you building an album, though? Is the album dead? Tell me it's not.
The album concept. There's a lot of people abandoning the album and just doing singles, like myself.
Yeah.
I love the album.
Be on the lookout for my
album, too.
Okay, here, I'm going to give a quick plug for me. Actually, this isn't a plug for me. This is for the Canadian Aboriginal AIDS Network. I'm putting out a song called No Shame. It'll be coming out with a movie called Promising Practices in Aboriginal Communities in Saskatchewan that is talking about a health crisis in Saskatchewan. The movie and the song will be coming out. Played it last week. We'll play it again next week. And for now, we're going to listen to Earl Mayuga. So this is a song called Postcard, is it not? Do you want to say anything about it besides it's lovely and romantic?
This is, I guess, my most recent song. Wrote it a couple of weeks ago, and still a work in progress, but this is how it is right now.
Beautiful. Let's hand you some of these. And I'm going to get another one of these. Here you go on the medicine show.
Missing you since you've been gone. It's like my whole world's been spinning. Wish you were here so we could be together, keeping warm beside the cozy fire. But I'm doing fine, it's just a little stormy weather. Staring out the back door window pane, is blurry through the rain. When you pack your bags, I'll outside I wasn't crying, but deep inside you know that I was dying, cause the best of me was getting on a plane and leaving. And broke my heart, but I would never stop you from reaching your dreams. You know I'll stand beside you through thick and thin. There's nothing that I wouldn't do. They say home is where the heart is, but I won't be home until I feel your kisses. So I'm sending you a postcard, for the words are left unsaid. I'm sending you a postcard from the memories that I kept. I'm sending you a postcard. Such a perfect treasure, but the best things in life, they don't last forever. Another day, another plane you're boarding, gotta find your way. I know it's so important, but it doesn't help, it doesn't ease the hurting. Turn a wave goodbye and I am smiling. One last glimpse of you before you're flying. So I'm sending you a postcard for the words I left unsaid. I'm sending you a postcard for the memories that I kept. I'm sending you a postcard for the road that lies ahead, for the life put on hold but can't forget. Oh, I'm sending you a postcard for the road that lies ahead. I'm sending you a postcard for the words I left unsaid. I'm sending you a postcard from the memories that I kept, for the life we put on hold.
On the medicine show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I think, where are we now? All right. Oh, my Lord. So what song? Is what Dead Air?
Or are they?
Dead air, 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 dead air.
We haven't had any of that tonight.
Not at all. We're just blessed if we even have an audience right now. Anybody listening? Text me. Call me at 604-879-1949. I'm giving out my personal cell online. Babies, babies, give me a call. Are we on air? No? Phone's not ringing. Anyway, so so what are you doing another song, or are we gonna?
I think we're gonna do Heart of Gold. Yeah.
Is that a Neil Young song, or is that a personal
thing?
Oh, good. I love Neil Young. Neil's Young.
I'd love to write with you sometime.
Oh, sweet.
You're an incredible writer. Was that yours?
Yeah.
That was fantastic. All right.
And
yeah, sure.
Love to collaborate. So yeah, like let's network. Let's definitely network. You can catch these people on their online presence. All our Googleable, including Earl Mayuga, just like it sounds, M-A-Y-U-G-A. Where can people get more of Earl?
I'm on Facebook. You can search me on Facebook, also on YouTube and on SoundCloud, I think it is. Yeah, just look for me online.
Okay, we are going to go into... Lonnie Eagleton is going to sing for us.
Yeah, I don't normally take the lead vocal, but thought I'd try it out tonight.
And that's a good thing. Yes, we definitely want you to record here. And here is one that you can do. Okay. So, Lonnie Eagleton usually is the session guy. He's taking a backstage to many famous people tonight. He's going to be singing. I'm glad because I have been dying to hear you do this.
Yeah, stepping out of my comfort zone here. But, I'm going to sing the lead and play some harmonica, too.
Just like Neil Youngwood, man. Right.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay, so Heart of Gold, right?
Yeah, here we go.
All right. Take it away.
I wanna live, I wanna give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold. It's these expressions I never give. Keep me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for a heart of gold. Getting old. I've been to Hollywood, I've been to Redwood. I've crossed the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind down such a fine line. Keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
Neil Young
on the Madison Show. It was Neil Young covered by Lonnie.
No, that was Neil Young. That was really Neil Young, like reincarnated into Lonnie Eagleton right here.
That was,
man.
Jimmy Fallon covering Neil Young.
Yeah. Not literally, people. Not like, you know, I'm holding a blanket, like, you know, like, or I'm holding a cover that's like covering you or anything like that. I'm shading you. Okay, what time is it? Where? How are we doing here? Okay, good. 5 minutes. You? How you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm doing good.
Man, is it hot in here.
Yes, the studio is regularly hot in here, so we often get people who are just not feeling themselves. Like, I'm feeling like, you know, normal and stuff like that, so. Yes, I am too. So... Let's. Who wants to sing a song next?
You want to do one?
Yes, shall we?
Go grab your guitar.
Earl, who is one of your favorite singers that you that people may have heard of?
I would have to say Michael Bublé.
Okay, you know what my quote was? I'd rather pay to see you than Michael.
Thank you very much. Well, yeah. He paid $10 yesterday, so thank you for that.
All right. Well, and so have you seen Michael before?
I've seen him once at Rogers Arena, and he went off his mic and was able to actually reach the back of the stadium, which was really amazing.
Like, what do you mean off his mic?
He wasn't amplified. He just bare voice straight to the back of Rogers Arena. Without a microphone.
And he was projecting.
He was projecting, from, I guess, the blue line to the rafters.
Crazy. Well, I did. I have a story about Michael Blueblade that I probably shouldn't tell on air. But Michael, he's a cool guy, and he has an amazing voice. I do appreciate his talent. So we're going to take a quick break from our regular scheduled programming, and Ali Ghazani is going to play one of his Quixotic Neurotic tunes with with Christopher Hyneman. Yeah. Okay. So
this is Moving Mountains.
Sounds good.
And it's by Thrice.
Thrice? Like once, twice, and thrice?
That's it.
Not rice.
I speak in many tongues to many men, argue with angels and I always win, but I don't know the first thing about love. I prophesy and know all mysteries, things are opened up to me, but I don't know the first thing about love. I don't know the first thing about love. I have the keys to open any door. I give all my possessions to the poor, but I don't know the first thing about love. And moving mountains ain't nothing to me. I've faith enough to cast them to the sea, but I don't know the first thing about love. I don't know the first thing about love. Unto the flames, and never once have I denied your name, but I don't know the first thing about love.
I don't know the first thing about love. I don't know the first thing about love.
Yes. I'm afraid so. It's the new host of the Medicine Show, Chris Hyman, Ali Ghazani, and Justin Patrick.
Woo! Thank you. We're going to a commercial
break. Medicine Show. We'll be right back. Right. Broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, peoples.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
My name's Chris Horrific.
I always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Bring him in afterwards. We're back on the Medicine Show. Don't you just love a good gap? I'm gapping again. I think I'm gapping.
I think that was okay.
Well, that was like 2 seconds. That was okay because we had a half an hour of gapping earlier in the evening before 11 o'clock. And so I'm glad to be on the Medicine Show. Let's give him these. Like everybody knows what I'm talking about out there. Thank you all for being patient. We're going to listen to
a
song.
He just handed him a couple of pineapples.
Yes, we're just handing pineapples.
Was, yeah.
Yeah, you know, pineapples that are hollowed out with drinks on them in the studio. No, I'm kidding. little umbrellas. Love it. So I have had a great night with everybody. We're going to hear Earl Mayuga sing another song. What song are you going to do? Eddie James, damn, that's old school. So I don't mean to make a big deal out of it here. Let's bring a microphone over. Don't you just love live radio?
It's pretty awesome. It's only my second time, so this is pretty fun.
Well, so whenever you're ready, cue up the song and we'll take it from here. Earl Mayuga on the Medicine Show with Eddie James. At last.
skies above, oh, they are blue. And my heart is wrapped up in clover. The night I looked at you, speak to a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I have never known. Oh, you smiled, and then the spell was cast, and now here we are in heaven, for you were mine at last, for you were mine.
On the Medicine Show.
Thank you, thank you.
I love it. Okay, so, Josiah, are you yawning on the air?
I was up so early today.
That's okay. I completely understand. We have come to the end of our program anyway. So every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, the Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. Tune in next week for sure. We're going to have Marry Me, and I do believe Cohen Kane, if he's still going to, I'm sort of trying to book Cohen Kane and his unusual, strange type of music. That should be a great show. And depending, I don't know, there was a talk of another band. So we'll just leave it up to you, up to that for now. I'm Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks. Thanks to the Maker, Earl Mayuga, Josiah Taschuk, Lonnie Eagleton, Ismael Bergeron, our house DJs Christopher Heineman and Ali Ghazani. Thank you for playing that lovely snake charming music that you guys were playing. Let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. We're going to leave you with a song by Santa Lucia. So be ready for this. Santa Lucia's got a song called, what's it called?
Russell Funk.
Russell Funk. Okay, I thought it was, anyway.
I said funk, okay?
They are amazing. They're Medicine Show family. They've been on here before. We'll see you all next week. Coming up next is the Late Night Show with DJ Rai Rai. 12:30 a.m. Have a great night.